Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from the September 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs magazine. This is a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people throughout the world. We have several little stories today about individuals in China. China is the theme of this particular issue. The Chinese Communist Party is actively seeking to silence pastors and other influential believers through false accusations, unfounded charges, and imprisonment. In addition to Pastor Wang Yi, who's on the website Prisoner Alert that you can check out yourself, countless other Christian leaders in China are imprisoned or have recently been released from prison. I'm giving you three cases now representative of the persecution endured by those who proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in communist China. First, there's Zhao Huagyo. Zhao, a pastor of an unregistered church called Bethel House in Hunan province, has been in prison since 2020. Authorities arrested him in April of that year, charging him with inciting subversion of state power for illegally preaching and distributing Christian pamphlets. Zhao's two government-appointed attorneys were able to mitigate the charges but chose not to plead not guilty on his behalf. The prosecutor suggested that the judge sentence him to 18 months in prison. The pastor's indictment alleged that he had used internet censorship circumvention software to view overseas websites, had recommended the software to church members, had published poetry that criticized the government, and had shared social media posts about Wuhan pneumonia. The Communist Party considered these actions a threat to China's national security. On March 14, 2021, the Zhang Zijie National Security Bureau detained Zhao again for subverting the state. About a month later, when Security Bureau officials raided his home, they confiscated 500 religious books. Authorities have repeatedly rejected the attorney that Zhao's family appointed for him, and the pastor remains in government detention. Police had raided Bethel House two times previously, destroying church property, removing crosses, confiscating Bibles. And then there's Fu Zhuanzhuan. Four employees of a company that produced digital Bible players were arrested for their production and distribution roles within the company. Fu Zhuanzhuan, Deng Tenyang, Han Li, and Feng Quanchao, employees of Shenzhen Tree of Life Technology Department and Development, were arrested on July 2, 2020, and convicted of illegal business operation. In January 2022, a court dismissed the Christian's appeal and sustained the original verdict, and the detention notice is actually mentioned here. You can actually see a copy of it. If you happen to read Chinese, you can read that. You need to get a copy of this newsletter and read these things by yourself, too. Well, the company's owner was Fu Zhuanzhuan, was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Her evangelist husband, Deng Tianyang, who managed content for the digital Bible players, received a three-year sentence. Feng Quanchao, a technician, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, and the company's receptionist and accountant, Han Li, received an 18-month sentence and has since been released. Deng Tianyang and Feng Quanchao are nearing the end of their sentences. Fu and Deng adopted 14-year-old daughter, as well as Deng's Tianyang's widowed mother, have been cared for by church members since the arrests. And then another Chinese man, Zhu Jiangge, after his 60th birthday in 2021, Pastor Zhu Jiangge should have been eligible for a pension. But because he spent in time in prison, Communist officials denied him his retirement benefits, and he essentially lives under house arrest. Zhu Yonghe was arrested in 2003 for speaking out on behalf of persecuted Christians. He served 2 years in prison on false charges of spying and illegally providing national intelligence to other countries. Since his release in 2006, he has led an unregistered church in Beijing that is frequently harassed by communist authorities, and he remains unemployed, under surveillance, and under house arrest. Police have regularly harassed and intimidated him and members of his church. In January 2014, authorities entered his home and detained more than 10 Christians for gathering illegally. In October 2016, police again came to Zhu's home, accusing the Christians gathered there of participating in illegal religious activities. June 2017, police interrupted a Bible study at Zhu's home and demanded to see every participant's ID. After asking the police officers why they needed to see everyone's ID in a private residence, the pastor called the National Security Office as police continued to intimidate the Christians. "I said that all our gatherings are open to the public and that the members are regulars," Zhu said. "Even the police are quite familiar with us. I said that since we only had a few people, there was no need to check our documents. It was unnecessary to generate trouble." On August 27, 2018, the pastor wrote an open letter stating, "I became a sensitive person because I am a Christian, because I proclaim the gospel, because I safeguard Christians' freedom of religion. I am always placed under house arrest and not allowed to get out of my place on every sensitive date. Police even followed me if I go out to buy food." During the 2021 Olympics in Beijing, police took Zhu and other members of his church to a hotel where they were held until the Olympic Games had ended. That's China, folks. That's what it's like in China. I hope that you'll be able to get a copy of this. As I said, this is the September issue. I think you could still order that. But if you get on their news, their mailing list soon, you can at least get their October issue and November and so on. I already have the October one. But just ask to be put on the mailing list and get this free copy every month, every month. It's thevoice@vom.org, thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. This audio is being released on the 15th of October, 2022. And Lord willing, we do get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.